All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how are we doing? The sun is shining on the big city. And that means it's going to be nothing but sunshine and rainbows today on The Usual Suspects. It is going to be a straight sports extravaganza where we concentrate on nothing but the facts, ma'am. That means the Rockets and baseball awards and the Texans game coming up and Le'Veon Bell. That's what we're focused on today. Right, guys?
Sports, sports, and more sports. No, I want to have a fun show today.
I do, too. I want to have fun.
I'm in a great mood.
You're going to have fun. We're all going to have so much fun. We're going to be whistling zippity doo-dah out of our
beehole.
Yeah.
I didn't want you to get in trouble. What did AJ do to this microphone?
Oh, here we go. Because yesterday he was going to throw your chair out the window.
He said he's going to throw my chair out the window.
You're not careful. Someone's going to start writing about this and capture audio.
Just 1 minute and 38 seconds in.
Didn't take long.
You already
did not take long.
You already know how I feel about the blogosphere.
But I'm like, why are you going to throw? I specifically every day. Joel can attest to this. AJ was bitching about my chair yesterday.
Yep.
I specifically get up every day and move my chair out of the way and put his chair in here because I know that he's upset about this.
Well,
and he still messes.
And it wasn't just you. He said,
throw my
Barry's
chair.
Microphone was up at my eye level. He goes, that's something Joel would do. What the hell do I need a microphone or worried about how high I sit at a desk? I don't give a rat's ass.
Yesterday and last night was very interesting. From the time we went off the air till now.
Evidently, I missed more fireworks than the 4th of July because I had to get the cliff notes about what happened in the hallway after I left yesterday. And then I'm on just minding my own damn business watching the game, and my phone starts like literally getting airborne while I'm watching the game on the coffee table. I'm like, what the hell's going on? And I realized that World War IV has broken out, and albeit we keep it in family, so it was in-house.
I didn't start it. I wanted the record to show right off the bat that I didn't start this, okay? Nick was there. He can attest to the fact. If you guys don't know, basically, Patrick Creighton and I went at each other on Twitter yesterday, last night, and this morning. And that's fine. And then
at least it was a short time frame. Yesterday, last night, and so, this morning.
Very quickly.
So I'm leaving the show yesterday. I'm walking out, minding my own business with Nick. We're headed to the car. And Patrick Creighton stops me to make fun of my jeans. Okay. I mean, first of all, it's funny that we've been doing this bit for a year and a half now, that we've made fun of my clothes and Abercrombie and the fact that I wear skinny jeans. And I'm pretty sure I even mentioned that I have some skinny jeans where it's like they almost fit like yoga pants, and I get it. So you're not breaking any ground when you make fun of the clothes that I've already made fun of. I've given this ammunition to everybody. So yet again, he's a little bit behind the times, but he's old, so I get it, okay? But the fact that you start busting on my jeans when you're wearing jeans that I told him I could fit inside the jeans with him and we would still have room for a ham. How are you? You're wearing Jinko jeans with Croc sneakers and you want to start busting on my outfit because my jeans fit? Just because you bought your clothes at the creepy uncle pedophile section of Walmart doesn't mean that we all have to dress like you do. And I found it ironic that he was wearing a waffle print shirt. It matched his pancake titties. So that was cool. But I'm just saying, so I thought it was over. I thought we were done. Like, we went back and forth and we had fun and you and I left. And I was like, well, that was funny. That was weird. He was really obsessed with my jeans. Come to find out, I'm sitting at home watching the Rocket game. Chan on Twitter's like, well, to be fair, Patrick, Barry does shop at Forever 21. I was like, what the hell is going on? What did I miss?
See, I missed this too.
Turns out, apparently, He brought it back up on his show again after all of the face-to-face was over and then starts talking about my jeans again. And I'm like, I don't understand why this is such a big deal for him. I mean, I get it. Every pair of jeans he wears is skinny jeans, basically. But why? I mean, why? And then he says, so we start going at it again. And he's like, well, all you have are fat jokes. That's all you are. I mean, like, what do you want me to do? All you've done is make fun of my jeans. Although it was really weird because he kept bringing up my penis and my testicles. And I was wondering, why is he so obsessed with my jeans and what I'm doing with my penis and my testicles? Other than the fact that he wrote it for 24 hours, why is he so obsessed with it? I don't get it. So, yeah. So it was an interesting night, to say the least.
Well, like I said, we keep it under the umbrella and in the family because this was just like when everybody wanted to jump all over the me and AJ stuff earlier.
Yeah.
Then I see this, and all I'm doing is I'm looking at one tweet, and I see one tweet, and I see you say, what did I miss? And I'm like, I'm with Barry. What did I miss?
Yeah.
So I clicked on the freaking tweet. And
there we go.
And I saw the back and forth, and I was like, oh, good Lord, we need a referee in a ring. This thing's – and it got nasty in a hurry.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, a good thing is at least no one blogged about it or was going to talk about it and use audio clips. But then, was too late.
I don't know what got into P. Titty, but he was not having it. I don't know.
Can he say that? I'm just asking for a friend.
What? Why is you dumb? You can't.
Woo! We're gonna have some fun today.
And then here's how you know you're losing. When someone tells you, this is how you know you're winning. I mean, when the person that you're just, because I just looked at it as we were just roasting each other. But he's like, well, you're getting personal. I was like, well, you brought my wife into it pretty early on. Nick, you were there. When he mentioned my wife.
Right out 4 o'clock.
I thought once you mentioned my wife, we're just roasting and everything goes. Everything goes because you brought my wife into it. So that's cool. So then I'm just like, I'm just roasting. I'm just having fun. I'm just saying whatever comes to my mind. I mean, I told him, you know, if you don't want the smoke, don't start the fire. But this is what I'm doing. I'm roasting. And then he comes back and says, you're losing because all you have are fat jokes. Listen, here's the deal, kids. Pay attention. If you're in a roast battle with somebody or you're in a back and forth with someone and you have to declare that you're winning and the other person is losing, the chances are it's the exact opposite. Also, don't tell them they're crying just because they're hitting you with that heat. Because he told me I was crying. I was like, I'm not crying. I mean, I could do this all day if you want. That's honest to God. This is fun to me. I thrive on this. So, no. I wasn't upset. This is just how I roast. I mean, that's what I do. So...
And you didn't need help, right? You didn't have anybody go, damn, Barry, you need to respond to that. Damn, Barry,
no.
You gonna take that? Listen. Damn, Barry, you should have done this. Damn, listen. Barry, I'm going to write about it.
If you've been friends with AJ for as long as I have, you don't need help with and comics. AJ might as well be a comedian because we're brutal with each other. Like, we don't. There's a lot of stuff that I wanted to say that I didn't say. And you guys know because I said it to you off air in our little meeting. But there's a lot of things that I was going to say that I didn't. So I'm actually pulling the punches. Man, when it's like me and AJ or comics or whatever, we don't do that. So I'm like, I was just having fun and you know, whatever. It's weird. But I'm like, well, you punched up. You got 15 minutes and you got some good mentions on in the middle of the day. So good for you.
Usually I'm on top of my game and I document this stuff. Like I get it on video. Totally was slacking. Did not get the hallway exchange, but look, it made for good radio. So it's all
Radu
fun.
Radu started to record it, and then it was over.
Too late.
Like, yeah, because I'm trying to catch up. Because like I said, I was on the couch and I saw your tweet that said what I missed, and then I was like, oh God, I'm like, wow, what's going on? So then I got everybody like texting me, going, are they real? Are they serious? And I go, look, man, I was like, this is the same thing when I was part of one. You know what? I respect the fact that everybody needs to stay out of it unless they're in it. And then let the two grown-ass men figure it out. But then everybody was like, well, did you hear that and see that one? I'm like, and I didn't know that. So then I walked in and Nick's like, well, I think the opening segment's going to be interesting today. And I was like, yeah, but I was like, it kind of came out of left field. I said, I was catching up with all of it on Twitter. Nick goes, oh, no, it started right after our show yesterday, bro. I was like, really?
He came right at me.
It was literally 4:01. I'm not lying.
Honest, like
4:01 p.m.
He blindsided me.
But I didn't expect it either. I just thought it was funny.
I'm just walking out, and he starts banging on my jeans. I was like, all right, well, I guess we're doing this because we've done that before.
Oh, yeah.
Me and whoever else. I mean, I've seen other people. If you're out there, yeah, you're going to go back and forth. That's why I was like, okay, so I thought we had fun and we left. We were laughing about it going down the stairs. How funny that was.
Yeah.
Apparently, I struck a nerve at some point because he had to bring it up again. So I don't know.
See, I could never see you striking a nerve. I don't know how. I could never see you striking a nerve.
I know. Like, yeah, I don't get it. I don't understand. I don't. That's not my nature. I don't nerve strike.
Well, the good news for all you folks is we're just getting started. Everybody's fastening their seatbelts, and I hope they're snug today because you may need it to stay on the road and steer clear of objects that are obviously closer than they may appear at first glance.
Actually, it's objects are in the mirror are larger than the, no, that's not. Never mind.
Did I mention?
I just had to get one more.
Did I mention there's a potluck going on right now down the hall? So no. Therefore, I don't expect any drive-bys or stopping-ins, at least for the next 45 minutes. I saw Lance cutting ham and turkey, so I'm sure that's going to be a fiesta.
By the way, there will be no drive-bys or stopping-ins on this show. No.
Yeah, we need to put an end to that.
Yeah.
No more drive-bys.
No, just you're not just going to walk in.
That includes the producer's room, too.
Uninvited on the show. No one does that to the Blitz. No one does that in the morning. No more just walking in the studio and popping in on the show. Not happening. So if he wants to do that, if he wants to respond, fine. Do it at 7.
Today's going to be a good day.
Yeah, it is. It's going to
be a great day.
I'm in a great mood.
Hey, Lance said he's leaving, by the way, so we got to make sure he comes back.
Permanently?
No.
Oh.
Dude, you know how he's got his little thing.
Oh, because he's
going to
join us at 2:30.
Yeah, he's supposed to join us at 2:30, so mark your calendar for that. But also the fact that when that man, he's a foodie, too.
He is.
So he's in there like slicing the ham and cutting turkey for the Thanksgiving potluck for Gal Media. So I know he'll have to go to the mall for an hour and walk that off, but we got to make sure he comes back.
Yeah.
Because he's on the agenda today. Yep, so that should even make the show even more fun. HRP listener line is open, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in via text or phone call, you use that number. And if you want to reach us on Twitter, it's at Barry is Funny, at Pac-Man Joel with a K, at the producer Nick. And oh, by the way, it's a way back Wednesday. So that means the theme for today is songs about cold, song or artist.
We'll get to
cold,
that too.
Yes, we will. Cold, freezing. Temperature-related stuff, whatever, title or artist, pre-2008. And you, by the way, when we get into it, can suck it, too, because you didn't come up with the theme today. So that was part of the reason why things were done the way they were.
I wasn't just blindsided once in the last 24 hours. It was twice. And Joel had something to do with one of them.
And I enjoyed every damn minute of it, too, let me just tell you. Yeah, I was cold as ice, bitch. How about that? Oh, it's going to be fun today. All righty. Hey, before we get to the break, though, I do want to tell you about my good friends at Infuse Energy. You know that right now you're dealing with cold temperatures, and you know that you got to have an energy company that makes sure you're not paying through the roof just to make sure that your house is warm during these cold times. Well, I've got a company for you. It's Infuse Energy. Josh Pesikoff and his staff doing a fantastic job. How do I know? Because I signed up about a year ago, and I literally have saved thousands off of my bills over the course of a year because of the fact that they do such a great job making sure they realize and ask questions like, when do you use energy the most? When do you use it the least? Is it for business? Is it for your family? And then tailor making a program for you, getting you in a contract with a rate that you will absolutely be comfortable with and be consistent throughout the entire term of the contract. Get started right now by logging on to InfuseEnergy.com or simply call 844-INFUSE2, 844-463-8732, and you'll get a human being, not an automated system, which is already a huge feather in your cap. And then they're going to ask you those questions that I was talking about because they want to know all those things so that they can really get to know you, your family, your business, and where and when you use energy so they can help. Mention ESPN 97.5. Right off the top, you get a $25 bill credit, and they'll go from there. Simply put, it's 100% green energy at your fingertips and affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. It's just that simple, gang. Give them a call, 844-INFUSE2 or infuseenergy.com. Infuse energy into your life.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Just getting started with the show. It's been all sports to this point. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel on a way back Wednesday, pre-2008 songs about the cold, about temperature, song or artist, I should say. So enough said there. So we're missing the potluck, but you went and did your
lunch thing.
Yeah, I
did Subway. I ain't eating potluck. I don't ever participate, and I tell you that every year because I can't see everybody's kitchen. I don't know if you got roaches. I don't know if you have roaches.
I mean, I brought bread rolls.
That's extremely insulting to me.
I don't know how you clean your dishes. I don't know if you wash your hands before you cook. So I'm just out on potlucks.
Nick, you can let that run for a while.
You can let Ice Cube run all day.
Because it's going to be a very good day.
I have one Ice Cube song on my list.
One.
By the way, so let's, while we're talking about Wednesday.
Yeah, come on, bring it my way.
This dude sends a text at 7:42 this morning that says, theme of Way Back Wednesday is songs about cold or artist with a reference to cold. Bing! And then an email comes in at 7:42. Bing! Here's Joel's list. Really, bro? First of all, that's my move.
Yes, it is.
Why? I was mad and proud all at the same time. I was a little angry and I had a little tear. Like,
I'm not gonna lie. I'm sitting there.
Did you high five yourself?
Trying to put this stuff. High five my daughter. I was like, give daddy high five. I'm sitting at the table. Taylor's next to me in her chair eating breakfast, and I normally start prepping for the show, and I was like, oh man, we still don't have a theme. So I'm thinking about it. I was like, well, everybody's bitching about the cold on the news. We might as well do that. So I was like, wait. Because if I send this text and put, let's do the theme, by the time I think I'm going to be ahead of the game and these guys are going to start Googling stuff, I'll have time to get my list together. And Barry always burns me. So I go, no, I'm going to do my list first. Then I'm going to put the topic out. And then I'm going to go boom, boom.
And he did.
And I did.
Jerk.
And boom. Right there. It worked.
Yeah. And then I get here and Nick's list was done. So I was like, you know what? Y'all are just getting 7 Ice Cube songs from me. That's it. I'm lazy. I'm not doing
any
work.
I'm not going to win the poll, but at least I got the list out of the way.
You did knock it out first and get all the good songs.
Man.
Yeah, so good for you.
Yes, there. So we got that out of the way. So that was fun and games and shenanigans and all that. Other than that, plenty to get to on the show today. We know that the Rockets had a game in the Mile High City. Good outcome for your favorite basketball team, so that's good.
Yeah.
Texans game's coming up this weekend, so we'll get to that as well, and a bunch of other stuff. So, is there anything further we need to get into with?
No.
By the way, but kudos to you.
Okay.
Because the run you're getting wasn't just because of the Twitter battle, but you know, you made it to the blogosphere.
Yeah, I don't care about that. I really don't. The pettiness on the text line from, I guess he has people texting. I don't know. It's hilarious though. It's hilarious.
Today?
A little sad, but also hilarious.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm sure that we'll table it for now.
Yeah.
But there's a good
I'm done. I mean, he's gotten enough run from this show. I've said what I had to say. So
I hope I get a run at the Thanksgiving stuff break.
You won't.
I'm screwed right now.
Yeah, you won't.
Because we're on the air and I'm hungry.
He really wants. You might as well do it in the commercial break.
During a commercial break, I got to get over there because I love Thanksgiving.
Oh, the food's great. Yeah. 9 times out of 10. I mean, I've been a part of the potluck quite a bit, so it's usually great food.
So, based on the fact that we've got callers starting to line up, though, good win for the Rockets last night.
Uh-huh. It was.
Got themselves a victory in the Mile High City. We were talking about the fact that how about the Hall of Fame, like, front row last night because the Rams are in town practicing just outside Denver, obviously Colorado Springs, because they thought they were going to end up playing Monday Night Football in Mexico in the altitude. So they decided to pop over for a game. Front row had Todd Gurley, Von Miller, Hakeem Talib. I mean, it was just, and you know, it kind of fired the guys up. You could see Chris Paul and James Harden and those guys kind of talking back and forth and trying to put on a show, and they did. And kudos to the Rockets. I said one game does not turn this thing around when they beat the Pacers. But the fact that, and I also said that Melo's not to blame for all of this, but it sure does start to look a whole lot like last year's team in a big hurry when you get your rotation back, when you start getting the right guys and with the right other guys on the floor, doing the right things schematically and defensively. And I don't know if you guys caught this or not either, but in the pregame, Jeff Bezdelic was at the game. He's not going to rejoin the team officially till after Thanksgiving. But when they asked him, mm-hmm. he started talking about, well, he started to be funny, and he was like, well, you know, when the honey-do list starts getting to be too long, you start answering the phone and realizing, I got to go to work. I got to do something. But he goes, but let's just say that the reason why I did what I did is personal, and we're going to leave it that way.
Huh?
Boom, baby. That's exactly what I was talking about from the get-go.
Which is also, it's no coincidence. I had this epiphany, I guess, in the middle of the game, because they brought up Jeff Bezdelic again and how he was coming back. It's no coincidence, or is it a coincidence, that he's coming back as Melo is leaving?
Not a coincidence.
Do you think that he went to them, or they went to him and said, what's it going to take to get you back? No question. He probably said, Melo's got to go. And they were probably already not enamored with Melo anymore and seeing that this experiment wasn't going to work. And that might have been the tipping point as well. We can keep Melo, and that's not working offensively. We're terrible right now. Or we can get rid of him, make Jeff Bezdelic happy. He comes back and runs the defense, and we're probably a better team all the way around. So don't think for one second that these two events are mutually exclusive. I feel like that they're probably coincide with each other.
I said this the day that they announced Bezdelic's coming back. I don't have any sources on this one, okay? So I'm not going to say it's anything other than my opinion, but my opinion that day stays the same today, and that is, if you want to know who did it, I think Tillman Fertitta did it. And I think Tillman Fertitta called him up and said, how much is it going to take to get you back? Because he realized how bad this team was playing overall, but he also realized how important it was that for the last 3 years, they played defense, so even when the threes weren't falling, they were in the game still. Mm-hmm. And then, to your point, I also said he's the only one that knows the grand landscape of everything going on with the Rockets. And you know, in my mind, I felt like he said, this guy's not going to be around here much longer. This experiment's going to be over. And so that's going to happen in the short term. But for the long-term health of this team, I got to have this guy back. I'm going to pick up the phone and try and put it all to sync up to where, whether it does happen immediately or not, and you're probably right, Bezdelic obviously is in a position where he could just state his case of what
is going to come back. Yep. I want more money, and I want Melo gone. And they were probably like, nope, done.
Yep, and I that's what I think. I think in the case of Tillman, he went, already, the wheels are already turning, buddy. So let's get this thing done. So, yeah, you're absolutely right. I said it from the day that I saw that he was coming back, because there's just no way he comes back just because he's not burnt out anymore. It's the same reason why if he was going to leave, he'd have left in June if he was burnt out and he wanted to spend more time with his family. But the fact that he went to the Bahamas and he hung out with the guys to do the bonding and the whole building chemistry and all that, and came back and went, same dude.
Yep.
Got me fired in Denver, and I'm not getting paid enough to make me stick this thing out and do it all again.
Yeah.
So all I know is I saw a brand of basketball that the people have been jonesing for in Houston since last year. And for two games now, back-to-back.
Well, it was a good – not only did they play well, but they played good defensively, offensively.
That's what I'm saying.
The first complete game. It was the first complete game for the Rockets. And the fact that they were – I mean, Denver's – I think that they over-exaggerated Denver's offense on the broadcast. I mean, they're a middle-of-the-pack scoring team right now. So it's – you know, I think they're putting up 106, 109 a game. They're not in the top five, top ten in scoring like they were suggesting. It's still a good offense, but to hold that team to 99, I thought this spoke volumes for the defense that the Rockets have been playing.
Well, that's what I was going to say. It was an overall both ends of the floor team effort. I saw for two games in a row now, because Indiana's no slouch. We've talked about how good of a team that they have been in the East so far to start the year. Oladipo struggled. The way that they shut them down and put the clamps on them defensively is what made me happy to start with. But then they started making shots. And all of this, by the way, is with Eric Gordon not making shots on a consistent basis yet.
Yeah, he's not been playing well.
So there's still room to get even better.
And he didn't shoot great last night. A little better, but he knocked down a couple.
Right, a couple. But at the same time, he's still nowhere near where he has been. But here's the big thing. When I look at this team, it's still not fixed because their bench sucks. Their bench is nowhere near when they had the best bench in basketball last year, along with the Raptors.
That's true. They do lack depth, for sure. And that might be an issue all year.
So that's what I was going to say. So when I say Daryl still got work to do, Daryl's got work to do. Yeah. Because you didn't get Jimmy Butler, but you got to get pieces that fit the system better.
And if you got work to do for the holidays, I have the solution for you. Not only are you going to make the wife happy by getting her some jewelry, I'm going to hook you up with my guy Mark Klein at Klein's Fine Jewelry, and he's going to save you money. Mark, how do you do that for the peoples?
Hey, you know, every year, it's that time of year, and men are sitting out there, what do I do? Where do I go? I got to get her something. She's been good to me all year. She's expecting jewelry. I don't want to go to a half-price sale at the mall. I want to go somewhere who's going to get taken care of. So you come to Klein. Klein's Jewelry is the best store in the city of Houston. If you're looking for anything, and I had a guy call yesterday, one of the listeners, he heard me on the radio, and he said, "What? I don't have that much money. What can I spend?" I said, "You can spend anything you want. We have items starting at $100 on up. So anything in jewelry, diamond pendants, diamond earrings, diamond bracelets. If you want something made, we do custom work here in the store. We're a small store. It's not some big, huge store. So don't go to the mall to some big, huge store that you're going to get jacked up on the price. Go to the guy that you can trust. Go to the jeweler that's been around since 1969. That's me. Come to Klein's Jewelry. It's the best place in the city of Houston. If you're looking for a diamond and you found a price on something, you can call me or text me, and I'll quote you the price over the phone. Nobody else does that in the city of Houston. It's the best price in the city of Houston, plain and simple. You text me 832-316-1388, 832-316-1388, or call me 832-316-1388. It's the best jewelry in the city of Houston. We're located at Westheimer and Fountain View. If you're a listener and you're sitting out there, what do I do for Christmas? Call for diamonds. And we're going to make you a happy customer. You're going to be happy as can be. Klein's Jewelry is the best place in the city.
Without a doubt, hands down, Mark does it all the time. He did it for my wife and me. She had specifics that she wanted. You made her exactly what she wanted. You made her happy. You made me happy. Saved me a ton of money in the process. And he will do the same for you. Make sure you get out there and call him, 832-316-1388. Mark, thank you so much, man. Have a great day.
All right, bud. See you later.
This is ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back to The Usual Suspects. Joel, Barry, and Nick with you until 4 o'clock when the Blitz takes over. Did you guys see this? The video's kind of gone viral. I saw that our station account tweeted it as well at ESPN 975. But this 3-point shot in the corner. So it was a Division III basketball game,
right?
And this kid is shooting a 3-point shot in the corner, and his opponent runs at him. Looks at the referee to see if the referee is watching, which he's not. He's following the ball, the flight of the ball to the basket. While the referee's not looking, this dude elbows the shooter in the face, knocks him down, and just runs down the court. Yep. It was disgusting.
So the guy's name is Kewan Platt.
Well, he's a dickweed.
From Fitchburg.
Thanks, Fred, for the word.
State.
Fitchburg? Is that like generic Pittsburgh?
Or Bitchburg, depending on the fact that you made like sure one. No one was looking and got a cheap shot at.
Good point.
Because it was awful. He not only has been suspended from the team, he's been suspended from the school, from class, from campus. And the quote from the university is, the Fitchburg State community is appalled by the conduct displayed during Tuesday night's home basketball game. The athletic director said, player involved has been indefinitely suspended from the team and barred from campus effective immediately. His behavior is anti-ethical to our community values and good sportsmanship. Fitchburg State does not tolerate behavior that violates those standards. The case is being reviewed at the student conduct level for consideration of further sanctions. It could almost go farther than that. That's assault.
Yeah.
So, that's kind of scary, though, man, when they start bringing in legality.
I agree.
In games.
But you got to have self-control enough.
Sure.
To be able to decipher between this is something in real life and this is something on the athletic field.
How do we not know that this guy didn't deserve a cheap shot to a face?
What?
Yeah, maybe he said something inappropriate. Maybe.
About his jeans? Maybe he did. Maybe.
Maybe he started talking about his wardrobe.
Yeah, and brought his wife into it, and then it was on.
That's unacceptable.
Maybe so.
Who knows? Deserve an elbow, cheap shot to the face when you do that.
Could be. Yeah.
That's what happened.
I just, man, you wonder if video doesn't exist of that, what happens? Is it just becomes reported?
Three.
Yeah, it probably doesn't even make the rounds because it's, I mean, when you think about it, it's like, almost like the Ray Rice thing. When you heard about it, you knew it was bad. But when you see it, it's worse. Could you imagine if we were to come in and go, oh, well, apparently in a Division III game, some guy elbowed the other guy in the face. Your vision isn't what happened. It's never, it's probably like, oh, well, he just threw an elbow. But hey, that happens in basketball all the time.
Say,
people go up with the, rebounds.
10 years ago? If we go 10 years ago, so there's no social media and cell phones are just for phone calls.
I think there was still social media 10 years ago. Yeah.
I was asking you guys, how far do we go back? But there was a certain time where, because it's Division III and not, because everybody is, we've talked about this before, everybody's a reporter in real life, no matter what happens where. Everybody's got a phone now, they can video and they can take photos. So, and then because they instantaneously have a means to get it out to millions, they hit the internet, they videotape it. Was it 15 years ago that this would have been, like you said, we probably wouldn't even be talking about it. It would have happened in the community that it happened and been like,
and that's it.
Did you guys hear what happened at so-and-so university last night?
Yeah. It's hard to manufacture accurate details when you see something in real time. That's why having phones is so helpful to
us. It's unreal. Lisa says it every day. Like, it used to be about cameras and tripods and producers and everything like that. Now all you need is a phone, and you are a reporter for any station you wish. All right, so that was a little hoops. We also were talking about Rockets last segment, so let's get Sean in here. He wants to talk about your Houston basketball team. What's up, Sean?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up?
Oh, man, I just wanted to kind of talk about what you were talking about earlier, man. I'm not going to go and say, hey, you know, this was the win, this is what's going to turn the season around, but I will say it was a great team effort last night. I mean, to your point, you know, if that's what it takes for James and Chris to play that way, to have other celebrities in the stadium, then hey, let's call every celebrity up and get all the celebrities at every game, because
I mean, the Kardashians are not celebrities. We don't need them anywhere near James Harden or anybody else on this squad. Let's just be clear about that.
I agree. Okay, let's erase those. But just saying, guys, they played really well. Clint, you know, everybody's energy looked really, really good, to y'all's point. And, you know, getting our defensive coach back, that's going to be huge. And, you know, I hate to say it, but good riddance, Melo, man. But I'm excited about tomorrow. I'm excited to see what we can do tomorrow. I know they don't have Steph and Draymond, but, you know, I think if we can build off of this and potentially beat them, you know, we're heading in the right direction. So, I'll go ahead and shut up and listen, guys, and I appreciate it. And, y'all have a good one, all right?
Appreciate you, Sean. Yeah, they will have Draymond tomorrow. Yeah, that was a one-game suspension. Yep. If you didn't hear, Draymond Green sat out last night versus the Hawks. That was a decision made by Steve Kerr. He lost money. He was not paid. He was basically benched. I don't even think, did he dress? I don't even think he was on the bench, because usually if you dress, you get a DNP
CD. I don't think he was in the building.
Yeah, I don't even think he got a DNP CD. He was just not even available. And lost a game check. So that was it. But he should be back for this game.
Yeah, I think it was just
Steph won't be. But, yeah, they will have Draymond.
Right. I think it was just a one-game deal, and now it's important for Kevin Durant and Draymond Green to kind of hash things out. Obviously, that was, like, the main question after the game, and this is how Kevin Durant responded.
Hey, Kevin, have you and Draymond been able to hash anything out?
No.
Do you see that happening anytime soon?
I'm sure it will. We got a long season ahead.
Did he cross the line with anything last night that was said?
I'm gonna keep that in house. That's what we do here. I mean, obviously, I know you guys got a job to do, but I'm not trying to get nobody no headlines. What happened happened. We're trying to move on. Just trying to play basketball.
And let me translate for you. Yes.
Oh, and I got it for you.
He crossed the line with something.
Yeah, I think he did.
He called him a bitch multiple times, didn't he?
And I felt like the players were taking KD side on this particular situation.
Yeah, there was a report in the locker room.
Yeah, so here's the thing. I was just going to say, so this escalated from the fact that you could see on the bench that there was a back and forth. And obviously it started with the fact that Durant felt like he was on a roll. He's the ball handler. 5 seconds left. Draymond gets the rebound. Give me the damn ball, right? Draymond didn't like the way he addressed it. It did spew into the locker. It spilled over into the locker room.
And they said in the locker room that some of the players were actually on Durant's side, that they were calling out Draymond.
So, and other players, including one that wanted to remain anonymous, said basically because of this and other things, there's no way KD resigns with Golden State. He's gone. Because
now,
he said,
is that true if they get rid of Draymond Green? If they make a trade right now, I mean, sure, and that's able possible to get too. Rid of him?
So if,
he's back.
Here's the first part of it. Okay, so the whole bench thing we saw was going back and forth. But what I guess what got the ire of Draymond Green is Durant was very adamant about the fact he should have gotten the ball. Green did not like the tone or the fact that he cussed him when he made the point that he should have gotten the ball and responded with, "Who the expletive are you talking to?" He followed it up by reminding Durant that the Warriors were winning before KD even showed up and that he wouldn't stand for KD talking to him as if he was a scrub, then accused Durant of making the whole season about him, even though he was going to leave after it was over, and let out his frustrations about KD not handling it the right way, but by not squashing free agency talk, keeping his options open, keeping the story alive, and making it consume the Warriors as a team for their entire season, all about what he is going to do next. That's personal enough that if they don't not only start talking again, but get into some deep conversations, it's going to make a real interesting season for the Warriors. And you're right. It's going to end up coming down to him or me.
Yeah, well, I think it already is. I think that they're past that because this isn't the first time that they've gotten into a little beef or a little tiff to begin with.
Oh, absolutely.
So,
this is not the
Draymond
first time.
Draymond talks to him like that a lot. That's the other
Draymond
thing.
Talks to everybody like that. Are you kidding me? It's either you can dish it out and you can take it or, you know, I don't know what to tell you. But I promise you, if it comes down to a pissing match, Draymond Green is losing.
They're going into a new arena next year. They got a lot of things that they got to promote around. They want
absolutely.
KD. Right.
Yeah, but the deal is, I feel like the fact that he's not signing these long deals is already an indication that he's trying to keep his options open. And he's always going to get knocked for getting a championship with them as opposed to being the leader on another team.
Yeah.
So but I think he would totally win the battle. He would totally win the battle for sure. But I think the legacy part and the fact that he's going to get knocked on for getting a championship with that team will always continue, and that's going to bother him.
No doubt. But here's the other thing. The reason why he does the short-term deals, he's taking a page out of LeBron's book because that's the way you maximize every collective bargaining agreement to make sure that every year you are one of the top three or four highest paid players and get the most money you possibly can.
Right.
Never leave a dollar on the table. Because you're absolutely right. He's going to be forever labeled the guy that had to chase a championship.
Right. And that's why I think it's not just a money fact. Yeah. When he signs these short-term deals or these one-year deals or whatever he's doing, yeah, he's making more money, but he's keeping his options open. And he always has another team to play for.
Yeah.
By the way, too, and I hate this. An anonymous player on the Warriors said after the game last night, there is already no way Durant is coming back. The only hope is that they can say this summer, KD, we had your back there. We protected you from Draymond and hope it makes a difference.
Yeah. Well.
You know what? For the whole league, I hope he gone. I hope he goes to the Knicks.
Yeah, that would be
I hope
good.
He goes somewhere else and we can get back to some parity in the league where everybody has a fighting chance to win this thing instead of fighting the dynasty that is the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah. By the way, tomorrow's game, is it tomorrow or tonight?
Tomorrow night at Toyota Center.
Yeah. They don't have a spread yet on the – I need to pull up my bookie and look. But right now, Warriors favored about 56% on the matchup predictor. So – and if you want to get in on that, I would probably hold off on this particular game because you don't know what's going to happen, especially without Steph and taking the money line and whatnot. But if you did want to get in on that action, my bookie is the place to do it. The thing I love about my bookie is not only the fact that they're safe, reliable, and been around forever, but they pay you when you win, and that is super important. When you win, you want to get paid, and that's what my bookie does. And who you're betting with is as important, or probably more important than who you're betting on, because they've got your money, they've got what the keys to the kingdom, so to speak, as you register with a credit card and whatnot. So you know you want them to be safe, and that's what my bookie is. They have in-game live betting, player perks that are out of this world, some of the best in the business, hands down, and a lot of cool stuff you can bet on. Remember, we did the Raheel 3-point thing. You could bet on that. You could bet on horse racing. You could bet on Canadian football. You can even bet on the over-under on fantasy points a player will score on Sundays. How cool is that? They've got it all. Super easy to do. Just go to mybookie.ag to get started. Use promo code radio, and they'll match your first deposit up to 50%. So promo code radio gets you a 50% match on your first deposit. You put in $500, they're going to give you $250 free. That's MYBOOKIE. That's mybookie.ag. Get on, get started, have some fun. You play, you win, you get paid at mybookie.
ESPN 97.5.
Yo, VIP. Let's kick it.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, still hour number one. 3-hour extravaganza way back Wednesday. First hour's killing it. Songs pre-2008.
I know, I'm doing a good job.
Title and artist.
Somebody said that was not Sean. Whoever that caller was about the Rockets was definitely Daryl Morey. On the sex line.
I couldn't hear that many chins, but it's possible. Because, you know, they maybe they're up in their game from just, instead of the spam bot email
right.
that we or text that we get in tweets.
Those bastards.
Holy cow. Maybe they'll just start calling. Maybe not. Maybe we should not even bring that up.
Somebody had a question about Durant. They said, if Durant signs with the Rockets, Lakers, or Celtics, would it still continue to tarnish his legacy, meaning he couldn't win without a team on the verge of winning a championship if the Warriors weren't in the way?
Nope, not with the Celtics, not with the Rockets.
I don't think so either.
Here's the thing. The Celtics are getting too much run, in my opinion, right now. They got issues, too, because they got a lot of guys that played big roles last year because of guys that were hurt that are struggling to find their role right now. Gordon Hayward's obviously not there yet. I think Toronto, we've always talked about how good and unsung their bench is. But, boy, Kawhi looks like he's back to the form he was 2 years ago when he's one of the best two-way player in the league.
Yep.
Lowry looks like he's a better point guard for having Kawhi instead of the loose, no-structured whatever they were running before. And for whatever reason, if you give Nick Nurse, the former Rockets D-League coach, credit or whoever it is, they've resurrected Serge Ibaka. Toronto looks like, to me, the best team in the East. That's why Philly had to go out and get Jimmy Butler, because they knew they were a notch below not only Boston and Toronto, but maybe even Milwaukee, who's climbing as well. So the East is going to be interesting, those top four teams.
We talked about the Pacers. I mean,
they're a good team as well.
The top five in the East, I think, are legitimate basketball teams. Now, when you get to the Hornets and the Pistons and the Nets and whatever the Heat and
the Cavs beat
stuff
the Hornets
like that.
By like 30
the Wizards,
last
I think, will be okay. They should be fine. The Wizards, I don't think they're
I
going
don't know,
to be.
Man.
They're
think,
like the Rockets.
I think
of the
Scottie
East.
Brooks is going to get fired.
I think they're
going
to be better than this. I think they'll finish in the playoffs and whatnot. And no, that doesn't mean they won't get bounced in the first round again.
Well, they have Dwight Howard.
Well, there's that. Maybe they won't make the playoffs.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
But I think that they're a better team than their record indicates, similar to what the Rockets are. But yeah, I think it's good to see some parity in the East now.
I love
look
it.
Look what happens when some talent goes over there and you don't have LeBron James dominating the East. Now he's in a conference where there's other good teams, and it's just going to be a walk in the park for the Lakers even now, or whether KD goes there or whoever ends up there in next year.
Yeah. You got to like Toronto as the team in the East right now.
I do.
But expect a transitional period for the 76ers. Yeah, they've added Jimmy Butler. If it works right away, great. But don't be surprised if it takes a few games for Jim. Because, look, they got to make a decision with Markelle Fultz and J.J. Redick and who's going to play with Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid. So, look, there might be a transitional period, but it looks like those are the two teams in the East right now. And that's great. Just like you mentioned, the fact that LeBron left, it changes things up in the West, and it brings a little bit more parity in the East.
A little more to the whole league, essentially.
Well,
right?
The best thing about it is, too, at least there's two teams in the East that still have a chance, that people will say will have a chance if they get to the finals, and it's not just a foregone conclusion the Warriors are going to win it all.
Well, yeah, though, the best thing about it is we don't have to watch LeBron take on the Warriors.
Right.
That's the best thing about
too.
It.
That, too. And here's the other thing to keep in mind. When we said, I threw out some names the Rockets should be interested in because they couldn't get the home run to get it done to change the dynamic of the team, but they needed to add role players or pieces, right? Kyle Korver's a guy I said would be a perfect fit for the Rockets. He'd also be a perfect fit for the 76ers now. because you need an extra shooter. You need a guy with playoff experience. You need a veteran guy, a guy that can help you to kind of come off the bench with some offense like they had in the past with Bellinelli. So Daryl might have competition from Philly in trying to fill out that bench now because they had to give up a little of their depth with two young players like Saric and Covington to try and get the starter that they needed to give him that push with Butler.
Ashton said, is Draymond Green fighting for his job with Cousins so cheap and less annoying, and maybe booting Green makes the environment
Y'all remember
wants.
I said that in the offseason that Boogie was going there, and if Draymond was going to push the envelope and say that he was going to go for big money, that they had a backup plan with Boogie? I said it in the offseason. I said the one thing is Boogie's going there to chase a ring. But at the end of the year, because everybody was talking about Clay and Draymond both joining the Pelicans, that they were going to be free agents. They were going to try and make a push to keep Anthony Davis and put guys around him. And I said, well, if Draymond leaves, Boogie would be the ultimate replacement. Now, I still think Boogie's going to the Lakers. I think he and LeBron have a great relationship, and I think he's doing this to get a ring, and then he's going to make sure he gets his money and doesn't miss out on Le'Veon Bell-style money next year. And I think the Lakers are going to offer that to him, maybe not a max deal, but they'll get one more super max guy or maxed out guy, and then they'll get, I think, Boogie. But if they don't and Draymond does leave, absolutely, he's sitting right there on your bench, and he may like the culture and everything about what's going on there too.
I don't know that he's necessarily going to be cheaper though.
He may.
I mean, he did the 1 year thing.
I'm saying if he wants to go to LA to play with LeBron and they say, look, we're going to max out Kawhi or whoever it is, we're not going to have another max slot, but we're going to have almost one. Will you come here? I think that the LA and LeBron enticement.
But
would
I'm
be
saying
enough.
Draymond's not going to be a max player. I think Cousins will be closer to a max player than Draymond Green, even in free agency.
Draymond's going to look for max money,
but
I'm
he's
just
not
letting you
get
know.
It. But I'm
you
just
don't
saying,
know that.
Well,
all it takes is one Barry,
L. Big
one
Bob,
team.
L. Big Bob said, "How much money did the Rockets have? None. They're about almost $9 million into the luxury tax, so they have no cap space. Zilch."
There's going to be a couple teams that are going to try and max out.
But it does look like the whole Melo to L.A. thing. That doesn't look like that's going to happen now with all the reports coming out.
Did you hear the latest one?
Yeah, that he didn't return the call. That he was supposed to work out in the summer with the Lakers. And he was supposed to be willing to take a bench role. And he wasn't willing to take that role. And he just didn't return the call. So
one that tells you someone gave him a bad bill of goods with the Rockets, because D'Antoni from the get-go was a staunch guy saying, I'm sticking to my guns, he's coming off the bench.
I think it's a possibility that they said, you know what, you just might be able to earn a starting role, just possibly.
Yeah,
but
someone,
right now it's
someone
a bench.
Gave him a little bit of, either left the door open or gave him a bad bill of goods that when he came to Houston. And the other thing when you think about that is, now when they said that Melo's people were kind of kicking the tires with other teams to see where he could go next, and we thought Philly or the Lakers, they're saying the only team that's even been interested in him is Brooklyn.
Brooklyn. I heard Miami get thrown around too, but I don't know.
All players want to play there. So, you know, sometimes the agent plants it because that's where he wants to end up.
That's probably true.
All right. Well, we got one in the books, two to go. Still 2 hours of the show. Don't go anywhere because we're just getting started on the usual suspects right here on ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, and if you want to get in shape before the holidays get here so you can eat whatever the heck you want to eat, like my man is right now, we had our potluck. Pac-Man Joel's got him some turkey. He's being pretty good. He's just got turkey, so good for him. But if you want to be able to eat whatever you want, mashed potatoes and gravy and all that, you need to get in shape first. You might want to drop a few LBs before you put them back on, and you can do that at Vortex. Vortex is Houston's first and only multisensory indoor cycling and boxing studio. They've got both rumble and ride classes. That's boxing and spin classes. You get a full body workout in only 45 minutes. It's luxurious. It's a great gym, but it's also affordable. $25 classes for spin or rumble if you just walk up and want to take a class. They have this thing going, $40 for unlimited walk-in classes for 1 week to try it all out. And then if you like it, which I know you will if you go there because it's a lot of fun, you can get a monthly unlimited rumble or ride membership for only $195 a month. Vortex also has the most cycles, spin bikes in the city. They've got three rows, 48 bikes in total, so you're never not going to be able to get a bike. They've got morning and afternoon classes. The boxing classes are taught by guys that actually know how to box. They don't just like do Taibo type boxing. They show you how to throw a jab. They show you how to throw a hook. They show you how to slip punches. So you're getting in shape and you're learning how to box at the same time. It's outstanding. And guys, what I said at the beginning is still true now. A few of you guys are going, but most likely you're going to be outnumbered about 6-to-1 female-to-male ratio over there at Vortex. And it's not bad to look at. I'm not going to lie. There might be some chicks that you see on Instagram on there. Who knows? And the best part is you don't need equipment. They've got gloves and wraps and all that for you. You show up. You be ready to work out and get in shape. And you show up to 1707 West Gray because that's where Vortex is located. You can call them 281-501-3094. 281-501-3094. The easiest way to do it is go online. VortexTexas.com. That's VortexTexas.com.
This is Ed Too Tall Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.